Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We're in Perek Lamed Hey, page Tof Lamed Dalet. We're talking about what's the need of the divine soul to come into this world if we can't even totally change the animalistic soul. There's always the struggle. And then that's what the Rebbe is explaining, the words in that pasuk that the whole Sefer is based on, that everything is close to you in your heart, to do it. And now he's going to talk about the doing, of what is the great benefit of the doing in this world. And we're on the fifth line from the top. Continue with the words of the Tanya, who brings a lot of Aramaic. So we're going to be skipping a lot of that, because it's going to be repeated again in the commentary. But vahu, and the way we're going to explain is vahaktim loshen ha-yenuka, by prefacing with the words of the yenuka. The yenuka was a young child, the son of Rav Hamnuna Saba, who was able to have incredible divine wisdom that came forth from him, and how he explained al pasuk, the verse that says ha-chocham einav Berosha. It says in Koheles, Ecclesiastes, a chacham, a wise person, einav berosha, has eyes in his head. So the Yanuka says, v'chi bon asar inu dvarnash. Where else are supposed to the eyes be than in a head? Only a chacham has eyes in his head. A tipish also has eyes in his head. Just the same. Ella karahachihu vadoi, but certainly this pasuk means other than that. All right, titznan, as we learn in a mishnah, lo yehech barnash bigilui, that a person should not go bareheaded. Dereisha, from his head, bigilu dereisha arba amas, 4 amas. A person should not go 4 amas bareheaded. My time, why? The Shechinta Shari al Reisha. Because the Shechina dwells on his head. And that's what the commentary says. Maksha, the Gemara, he asked, Ma'a Chacham Einav Barosha. What does it mean that a Chacham has eyes in his head? Where is the place of the eyes of a person? Hare B'chol Echad Einav Barosha. Everybody's got eyes in their head. In order to explain this, he first prefaces the following. It's a preface to the explanation. A person should not go bareheaded 4 amas. And the reason is, since the Shekhinah dwells on a person's head, it's not honorable to the Shekhinah. With that introduction, he explains what it means. The Chacham has eyes in his head. So let's just skip the next 5 lines, and the commentator is going to just explain it in Hebrew anyway. So let's go right to that. Perush. So what did the Yanuka explain? Kol Chacham, any wise person, histakluso, the way he looks at things, vidibura, and the way he speaks, hisanyanuso, hisaskuso, everything he's concerned with, everything he's engaged with, everything that he's focused on. And that's what it means. Chacham, einav, his eyes, his focus, his direction, everything in life that he's interested, who be'inyan harosh, has to do with the concept of the rosh. And what's the rosh? What's the head? Meaning b'shechina. Regarding the shechina, shishoira al rosho, that rests on the head. That's what it means. Chacham, einav, barosho. Chacham, his eyes are focused to the top. To the head. The Shekhinah's on the head. He's always focused on the Shekhinah. That's what it means. When he thinks about the concept of the Shekhinah that dwells on his head, then if you know that, then you know that the light of the Shekhinah needs oil. Just like in the physical world, we need to have oil so that the fire will catch onto the wick. If you light a wick without oil, It will work for about one second until it burns out.
There's no fuel.
So you got to have the shaman. So just like you see that in the physical world, Kenu Baruchni, so it is in the spiritual world. Kadesh Yochas or Hashchina Baguf HaAdam. In order for the Shechina to grab on and catch onto the person, persons like the wick, Tzarech Shemen, you need oil. In other words, the Shechina should be on top of you. But the Shechina is like the fire. And you're like the wick. There's got to be something that keeps the Shemen going. That keeps the fire going. The fire needs to have oil. So now, what is that? So Tzarech HaShemen Begashmisu. So how does it work that you need oil in the physical world? First look at the physical world. Mishum Shechomer HaPsila HuGas. Because the physicality of the wick is very thick. It's too thick for it to be incorporated in the fire. V'chomer hashemen, but the substance of the oil, hudak yoser, is much thinner, umatim la'esh, and it's much more suited for the fire. Val yodo, and through that, through the oil, or haner, borer v'naki, the light of the candelabra is clear and clean. Shaina bikacha or shal yedei psilavara, which is different than the fire that's right on the wick. Shehu or of, that's a thicker type of flame. Ukefi shiraya od yoser, if you look even closer, sha'esha smuchel psilav, where the fire is mamish by the wick, he eish chashucha, it's a dark fire. Nuhura uchma, a dark light. The halahava, but the flame, she'ena smuchel psilav, that's not next to the wick, that's beyond the wick. He eish me'ira, it's an illuminating light. Nuhura chiyura. Kimasha eish kshura psilav, the part where the fire is connecting to the wick. Garem lach shachas ar eish, that causes the dimness of the fire. But what's the part that illuminates? That's the part that's beyond. That's the part where it's feeding off of the oil. The oil and fire, that part is making the nice bright light. It's that part, the part where it's catching onto the wick. The wick part doesn't really give off any light. But it's that oil part is what produces the light. Okay. So the oil is the critical aspect. Ubenimshol, now we'll bring this into the real world. Haguf, the body, hu chomer gas, is a very physical piece of matter. V'yeshelios v'hashros ar shechina, the light of the shechina cannot rest on a physical body. Ulechein tzarech ledover dak, you need something very refined for the shechina to catch onto. Shabotishra shechina, the shechina can rest on it, the flame of the shechina can rest on the human being. Umavar Azar and Azar explained, Shadavar Zahu, Uvdan Tavan, those are what? The good deeds, mitzvahs. Kiyuma mitzvahs. Okay? The mitzvahs is your oil. You lubricate your Avodas Hashem. Right? Lechaira Hayamakom Leimer, you might want to say though, Shadavar Hadak Shabo Yecholios, Hashros Hashchina Tzarech Lios Inin Ruchani. Now here's the mistake you might make. You might think, okay, so we need something very refined for the fire to catch on, for the Shechina to catch on. You think it would have to be something that was very spiritual for the Shechina to rest on, such as Avas Hashem V'Yirasa Shem Regesh HaNeshama, fit love and fear of Hashem, which are feelings of the soul.
Prayer, maybe.
Umecharish ha-yenuka, and the yenuka, the baby, the little child, divinely taught us the insight. Shenka, it's not so. V'amasim tovim b'poel heim ha-shemen. That the good actions that you physically do, the mitzvahs that you physically do, that is the oil. V'nimtza comes out, sh'ashros ha-shechina hu b'la'asos ha-davka. The Shechina rests on a Jew only when there's the la'asoso, the doing.
The action.
The doing is what does it. You could have tons of inside, you could love Hashem crazy. You mamish, you have strong feelings for Hashem. And you're not joking. They're really strong feelings. But that will not do it. The Chiddush is, it's a physical activity of a mitzvah, is the lubricating oil that enables the fire of the Shekhinah to catch onto. And this needs explanation. Okay. So now let's continue. V'hine, the Tanya continues. Beir Moshel says, Shehim shel or ha-Shekhinah l'or ha-ner, Sheinu meir v'nechas v'psila b'lishemen. This analogy that the Yanuka gave us, that the fire of the Shekhinah is compared to the fire from the candle, that it doesn't illuminate and catch onto the wick without the oil. Just like that happens in the physical world. And the Shekhinah does not rest on the physical human body. That's just like the wick. But only through the good deeds, dafka. Below die, and it's not enough, though. And it's not enough. The nishmaso, the neshama is not good enough. As we'll see why. Even though it's a part of God on high, it's still not suitable to be oil for the wick. Your body is not good oil. Your body's the wick.
But the neshama is not the oil.
Right. You'd think it was, but it's not. It's the physical good deeds that you do. There'll be every physical action. Now learning Torah is also physical action.
Yeah.
You gotta move your lips, you gotta use your brain.
Yeah.
It's a mitzvah.
And davening, it's a mitzvah too. Davening is a mitzvah, it's a physical action. Okay, every other thing you do is a physical action, that's a mitzvah. Okay, the commentary explains. But the neshama isn't so physically materialistic like the body. I don't know, the opposite. It's a portion of God on high. It would be very much relevant to godliness. And you'd think it should be a utensil for the Shekhinah to dwell. But in spite of that fact, it's not alone with the soul alone. With just the neshama, it's not enough to make the Shekhinah rest on the person. Now we're going to come to the explanation why. It is explained and understood for any intelligent person. Even the neshama of a person that even if he's a tzaddik gomor, he serves Hashem out of fear and with a tremendous joy and love. Still in all. That soul is not totally, its existence is not totally nullified. Libatal, to be nullified, velichlo, and to be incorporated for Hashem Mamish, in the light of Hashem Mamish, lios lachodim, umiyuchadim biyuchad gomer, to be totally at one with Hashem. Interesting. The neshama is not. We'll explain why. Says the commentary. Even the tzaddik, whose divine soul is revealed already, it's not dormant, it's revealed. And his midos, right, and the development is all for Hashem. Next page. Lamro says, in spite of that, all the virtues that it has, ain't Hashem lepsil, it's still not the oil for the wick. He has shemen, because what do we know about the oil? Nichlau ba'esh. It's incorporated within the fire. And that's why the fire will grab onto the wick, because the oil gets incorporated into the fire. In the real world, as it were, hashemen la'shrash shechina, the oil for the shechina, hudafka mashin nichlau ba'esh, something that's incorporated in the light of Hashem. But the soul ain't a betela v'nichlas v'Hashem. It's not nullified and incorporated within the light of Hashem. So what is it? Says the Tanya, the next line. Rak hudaver b'fnei atzmo. It's its own thing. Yira yorei Hashem v'avo. One who fears Hashem and loves Him. Explains the commentary. Yesh kan mitzius shel odom shu yorei Hashem v'oyhavo. There is a reality of the person who is fearing Hashem and loving Hashem. And that has to come from an independent reality. You know, if it was Hashem, couldn't love Hashem, It's a separate entity that has feelings of love to Hashem. Therefore, it's not in the category of oil. Even though it's a great virtue to love Hashem and fear Hashem, but these are feelings of the soul. That is all part of the person. That is the person. Right? You, when I ask you, who are you? I am a person who have chosen to love Hashem and to fear Hashem. Sha'adam nimtza b'madrega nalis, the person is found on a very high level. Umitzadze ho'avitz, everybody loves Hashem. But this is all coming out of the person.
So we're saying it's part of the wick?
It's not part of, it's whatever it is, but it's not the oil, as you'll see.
It's not the oil.
Ma she'en kein, ha'mitzvah su'masim tovim, she'en ritzona yisparach. What is a mitzvah? What is a good deed? It is the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is that you should be doing this mitzvah. Mitzvah he inyan shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah is a God concept. Ritzono v'tzivuy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the will and the command of Hashem. Ubahem, and in these mitzvahs, yesh es hayichud v'iskalus b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It has a unity and incorporation within Hashem, as we explained. Ulachein lo dai v'neshama. It's not enough just to have a neshama. V'yava v'yira, with love and fear, shem hiskalus regesh haneshama b'kosa, which reveals the feelings and the power of the soul. It's not a utensil for the Shekhinah to rest on. And the Shekhinah will only rest on good deeds. So this is the virtue of that last word in the Pasuk, to do it. And now we get to the point of why God created the Beinoni. Because even though the Beinoni has an animalistic soul and it's never able to eradicate it, so what does the Beinoni do? Well, guess what? Keep a masav atovim. When he does a good deed, mamshich hashros hashchina hagas hagam shereges shalev atzma eno kedaboyetz. The divine presence can rest on a person, a Beinoni, even though his feelings are not as strong as they should be. Wow. Even if you don't feel so connected to Hashem, the mitzvah that you do enables the Shekhinah to rest upon you. Because it's the mitzvah that it's resting on. It's got the oil for that. Now, doesn't mean to say that there can't be better levels within the human being. To love Hashem would be much better. But he's saying, as long as you're doing the mitzvah exactly the way Hashem wants you to do it, that will enable the Shekhinah to dwell.
So even still has, doing of mitzvahs.
So this is why Chabad is so big into getting
in doing mitzvahs.
Putting on the tefillin.
Doing a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah is, that's what it is. Because that, he's going to explain more. We've got a lot more to explain.
Right. This is an introduction.
But this is the idea. The mitzvah is totally incorporated within the realm of Hashem.
It's the Shemin. It's the oil.
And that makes it the oil. And the oil enables the Shekhinah to rest on such an individual. Now, obviously, if the person hates God, you know, you have to have certain kavanas. Yeah, yeah. You have to say, I want the Shekhinah to come down. If you say, I'm doing this, but I don't want to do it, and I hate it, and I hate God, I don't know if the Shekhinah is going to come down there.
Right?
Yeah. The person, but listen, I want to do the will of Hashem. Okay, I don't love Hashem the way I should, but I'm still doing what's, it all has to be explained, because it's just scratched the surface here.
The intro.
Kan Moisi Mavar. Now the commentary says that Tanya is going to continue to explain the Lachaira, Harei, Lo Rak HaMitzvah, Seim Ritzon Yisparach. Wait a minute. You're telling me that mitzvahs are special because they're the will of Hashem.
Yeah.
Good. But Elokol Abri, what about the whole creation? Don't we see all the time that everything exists by the will of Hashem? Isn't the whole creation the will of Hashem? Ukamosha Kosov, Kol Asher Chavisa, whatever Hashem wanted, he did. So I understand, isn't my soul the will of Hashem? Hashem created my soul. Hashem created the table and chairs. Keep a masavat, I'm sorry, the Maya Malvis. So now what makes mitzvahs the virtue? I mean, what is here that is not with the will of Hashem? Okay, so mitzvahs, but other things are the will of Hashem too. So he has to explain all this. What is this virtue of the mitzvahs?
Mitzvah is our choice.
Let's see. Well, let's see. Ritzon uritzono yisbarach, and the will of Hashem, who mekora chaim l'chol elamas arbruim, says the Tanya, is the root source of life of all the worlds and all the creatures. Shiurid aleihem al yedei tzimtzumim rabim, that the will of Hashem descends upon them through very many, what do you call it, constrictments, vehester panim, and covering up. So Ritzon Elyon from the supernal world of Hashem, the Yeridas Hamadregas, going to the lower levels, at Yuchlisavas Lahabros, until it comes to the point of creation, Yesh man, something for nothing, the Davarim for Bifnats, a separate entity, while Yibatul Mitzias, and doesn't get incorporated in Hashem, Kenishkol, as we mentioned before. So that's what he's asking the question now, as the commentary said. Be'emes, B'chol HaBriya, who Ritzon Yisroch, the whole creation is God's will. Ach Bahem, who ba'ayfin shiurid aleihem ritzoinah shel kodesh baruch hu b'tzimtzum nistarim. And that happens that the will of Hashem comes down through various different constraints and concealments, as we mentioned early in the 22nd chapter. Shezeh shehanivra nira l'dover b'fnei atzmo. The fact that the created being looks like a separate entity, mishum shiritzoinah shel kodesh baruch hu, because the will of Hashem is hidden into it. Okay, so that clearly is the will of Hashem. You're not going to say it's not the will of Hashem. But here's the difference. Masha enkein ha-mitzvahs, the mitzvah, shein pnimius ritzoni yisparach. It's the inner desire of Hashem. Ve'ein shom hester panim klal. There's no concealment of Hashem at all. Explains, kiven sha-mitzvahs, hein pnimius ha-ratzon. Since mitzvahs are the inner desire, Ain't shom hester panim. There's no concealment of Hashem. V'nim tzuvahem ritzon yisparach v'yilu. The will of Hashem is openly revealed. That's the difference. Everything else in this world, God's essence, is not openly revealed. It's concealed in everything that's here. But in the mitzvahs, it's openly revealed. Let's see footnote Zion. Hamashal inyan p'nimis ha-ratzon. What's the mashal to understand the inner will? Who may ha adam sha'isik b'mischar kedei larviach. Let's say a simple idea. A person's engaged in business to make profit.
Okay.
Okay. So now, what would you say? What would you say is his will, and what's his inner will? There's the superficial will that you see, but then there's the inner will. So he says, sha'isik b'mischar, that this engagement in business, hu baratzon, it's a desire, yes, and certainly, He wants to go to work. Because if you don't want to go to work, you don't go to work. You want, the guy gets up, I want to deal in business today. Okay. Because if he didn't want to, he wouldn't do it, right?
Right.
But is that the deeper will? Is your deeper will to sit in an office for 40 hours?
Profits.
No. But ach pnimis, the inner will, is to make profit. But even that's one layer. But it's even a deeper layer. Let's take a little deeper. Pinimis haratzon hilichios. The deepest will is to live. Uleshem kach uroitz aviyah. That's why he wants to make profit. So you got wills within a will within a will. The guy's will is to go to work. But that's not really, you know, but really what he wants is to make money.
Why does he want the money?
Why does he want money in order that he should live?
Support his family.
And that's the deeper will. That's the deeper will.
That's because he has to then.
Doesn't matter. He wants to live. Nimtza shaharevah v'esek b'mischer heim chitzon yisaratzon. The profit and the engagement business is an external desire. V'lobos aratzon, but he doesn't really want that. V'cheinu v'nimshol, so it is in the real world. Amitas Rishon Shakoi, what's the real will of Hashem?
So means an
the end. Real will is Shiakami so that the Jew should do the mitzvahs. That's what created the world. Okay, now in order to do a mitzvah, you have to have a landscape upon which to do the mitzvahs.
The whole setting is set up.
You want a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Okay, so now you know what to have, in order to put on tzitzis, you have to have sheep.
Yeah.
Because you don't have sheep, you don't have wool.
That's right.
You have to have plants to make the material.
The sheep have to eat grass.
And people have to take care of them and feed them and this and that. Yeah. So Hashem wants the whole world. Yes, that's his will. But that only is means to the greater will, That what? That Jews should do mitzvahs. And that really is also, well, but that's good enough for now.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what he's saying. So let's take a little further now. So now the mitzvahs are the deepest will of Hashem. Ein, continues the time, Tanya. Ein achia shebehem, the life of the mitzvahs, dover nifrat bifnei asmuklal. It's not separate from him at all. It's totally one and incorporated in the will of Hashem, totally at one. Explains the commentary. Since the supernal will is revealed in a mitzvah in a very revealed way, below it seems to us without any constraints and constrictments. Their life, their existence, isn't an independent existence. It's totally incorporated in Him. Therefore, the mitzvah is the only one that's really compared to the oil. It is the utensil for the Shechina to rest within the person. Now, let's take a little footnote. Hey, Vine. L'chayra b'mitzvahs. Let's look a minute now at mitzvahs. Yeshno gamas ha'arim ha'kemis. Wait a minute. There's the person doing the mitzvah.
Yeah.
You can't. A mitzvah isn't just tzitzis flying on someone's shoulder.
No.
You know, in the air. It's on a human being's body. V'imkach. If that's so, harei ze kamosha adam yarei Hashem va'ova shu mitzias la'atzmo. So it's just like a person who loves Hashem and fears Hashem, we said he's an independent reality. So the mitzvahs that are done by the person, why doesn't the person schlep it into the independent reality part? You understand? Just like my feelings are considered independent reality, so when I do the mitzvah, if mitzvahs are not done by themselves. If a mitzvah would be done by itself, then we could say, have no problems. The fact that a person is doing the mitzvah, so it's an independent reality doing the mitzvah, so how is this all incorporated into Hashem? This is the question. But here's the concept. When we talk about the actual type of nullification, so there is a deficiency in the nullification of the fear of the love of Hashem. But truly nullifying with someone by doing a mitzvah, that's complete beetle. Okay? Even though there appears to be a beetle, there is, you are nullifying yourself when you're fearing Hashem, but it's not the same. It's not complete with a mitzvah. Why? The fact that you do nullify yourself to love and fear Him, it comes from His personal feelings. Right? I have to have a feeling to love Hashem. Feelings, you don't pick them out off a tree. The feelings are inside of me. The feeling is me. You can't say the feeling's not me. It's not meant to fault the person. That's just the practical mechanics of it.
What triggers that feeling?
Doesn't matter. But it's my feeling. It's a feeling that I have. Yeah. I've worked on myself. I analyzed things. I created the feeling. I cultivated the feeling. The existence and the intelligence of the person makes that happen. It's not 100% bitul. We're not saying it's not bitul. You're nullifying yourself before Hashem, but it's you are nullifying before Hashem. There's part of you that is agreeable to being nullified. But when you do what Hashem tells you to do, that's the true nullification. Why? Because the beetle isn't really coming from his existence. But really, it's coming from the inner desire of Hashem that is being revealed. Ella sheba beetle zet, but with this beetle, batel rach koach ha'asiyah shelo. Only the power of the action is batel. But the beetle doesn't penetrate into all the forces of his soul. The forces of the soul remain their independent existence, and they understand and feel otherwise. But the category of nullification of an action is a complete nullification. In other words, if you really think about it, at the moment that you're doing, you're not really there. In other words, up to the doing, you're very much a part of it. I think about how much I love Hashem, how much I want to do the mitzvah, how much I want to show my appreciation to Hashem. But then when you get to the actual doing, it's very mechanical. It's very mechanical. It's like, you know, let me give a mushal. Maybe this is a good mushal. A doctor. Okay, person decides he wants to be a doctor because he loves humanity. He has compassion for people. He cares about, he has strong feelings for humanity. Right? And that's motivating him to be a doctor. It's motivating to study. And then when he hears a patient is coming into the emergency, he says, I want to save this patient. But then when the patient's in front of him and now he has to save the guy's life, his emotions cannot be there at all. Not at all. This is all clinical now. This is what I've been trained for 10 years. It goes almost, as it were, on automatic pilot. Not that I mean to say that it's by rote, but the action is by rote.
The emotions are gone.
The emotions preceded it, and that was the way it's supposed to be. But he's
motivated. The emotions motivated.
He's on cruise control now. Now, this is what I do when I put on tefillin. My arms move in a circular fashion to
so
put
the. So you're saying it's like your game face. You got the game face.
Yeah, there's nothing of me there. It's all only Hashem. Because believe me, there's no reason why any normal person would put black boxes with straps on his hand. There's no way in the world a normal person does that. So then why are you doing that? Oh man, God told me to do it. And at that point, it's not time for you to start hemming and hawing and about, oh, well, how much I love Hashem and all that. That's not the time.
I thought we were supposed to when we
Before.
Why are you doing it?
As you're putting on, you take the tefillin out of the box and, Hashem loves me so much. I'm so lucky I get to put these tefillin on. I'm putting on a diamond earring now. I feel so close to Hashem, it's amazing. Good. But now when you do it, now there's the halacha. You gotta put 7 straps, you gotta tighten it. You gotta be very focused on the mechanics of it, that you're doing it exactly the way it's, and you can have all these great feelings. And then you put on the tefillin backwards. 0. You can't have your head up in the heavens now.
It's like it's in the bag.
You've got the patient, the doctor loves the patient. Oh, the vital signs are going. Oh, the vital signs are going. You got one.
No, you got to.
Well, you can't feel anything. Very cold, calm. I have to get the job done, right? And that is how you save a person's life. You don't save a person's life with emotions, right? And in other words, you were not there at the time of the mitzvah. You have to very much be there before the mitzvah.
He's talking about execution, Sam.
That's the word. That's the difference between, you know, in the Super Bowl, when the quarterback makes the right throw,
because
he's not thinking about, you know, $50 million is on the line, my Hall of Fame career is on the line,
MVP.
And you know, all that, think about wife and kids and all these things, and the celebration, it's just one thing, I gotta get that ball right in his hands.
Execution.
And there's not, what were we thinking, John, when you threw that pass? No, the answer should be, I wasn't thinking. I was executing. Execution needs focus on the physical activity that it gets done.
Sam, you got
totally. And that's, execution. Now you spent a whole life wanting to.
Don't you need to know why you're wearing this phone?
No.
Like all the time they're
you
on.
Have to know that they're on your head.
Like you're putting the bar.
You have to know that they're on your head. You have to know that they're on your head. You have to make sure that they're on your head properly.
When you're learning Torah, you have to know why you're learning Torah, not just learning
When you're learning, you gotta figure out, you gotta keep your head to understand the Gemara. Yeah. I can't think about how much I love Hashem when I got a 7 squared machlokes, according to the third opinion and the second lashon, this and that.
Halt cup.
You know why you can't halt cup? Because you got the phone ready for get a call from your wife.
No.
You're thinking about how much you love Hashem. You're thinking about what else you're going to... You can't think about anything. You know, when you go to war, Rambam says when you go to war, know, you got, when you go to war, it's one thing, I gotta kill this guy.
That's it.
You're not thinking, I'm doing it for Hashem then. Before you go to war, the Kohen says, we're now here for the honor of Hashem. We're serving Hashem. When you go to war, you better not be thinking about how great it is to daven, how much you
love
Hashem.
You're all business, man.
Don't think about
your
wife and kids. Even though you're, even a goy who fights for his family, right? He fights for his family should live and not die. He's fighting for his country. Can't think about your wife and kids when you're about to kill an enemy. You gotta be focused on the task. Now that, now the robotic religion is the not good thing. You get up in the morning, you're not thinking about Hashem. You're in the car driving shul, you're not thinking about Hashem. You're in the shul now, you're not thinking about Hashem. You're putting on the tefillin, you're not thinking about Hashem.
Okay.
And you're just putting on the tefillin. That is not good robotic activity. You think all the, you should think a lot. And that's why all those special prayers go before you put on the tefillin. But at the moment of execution, that's the oil. Okay? And that's, we have to one more paragraph now. The Nimtza, we have to finish the commentary. When the guy does the mitzvah, the person is totally his own person, separate. But it's that part that is not connected to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But part that is connected to the mitzvah. What's the part that's connected to the mitzvah? Koichasiyah, the action. But the legamli kadosh baruch hu, that's totally nullified to Hashem. Shereizer etzunis baruch, that's the will of Hashem. Ubo murga Hashem echo. There you could feel, you could sense Hashem as one. Shulavadu is also. There's nothing else but Hashem. So even if, let's say, you're loving Hashem when you're doing it, that's not revealed. That's not revealed. Your love ain't revealed. The fact film are being putting on is what's being revealed. Which is not the case by love and fear of Hashem. The deficiency is not that it remains as a separate portion of the person who's not connected to the bitl. It's a deeper deficiency. The essential feeling of love and fear, that's a feeling of the person. And there's no true nullification. Okay? It's a chasarn b'mahus. It's a chasarn in the essence. V'davka v'esiyas mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, hinei aprat, your kosher, mabitl, the part that's connected to nullification, batal b'emes, is totally nullified. V'nirgav shor, you could sense, eichshu levado v'insul, you could sense there's only Hashem and nothing else in the world. Because there's only that physical action that Hashem, so it's almost like the mitzvah is happening by itself. You're doing it, but it's not the you by the doing part. It's the you by the feelings and the emotion part. Okay, we've just begun to scratch the surface.
Wow, a key chapter.
Of the mitzvah.
So the feelings and emotions
are all important. They're all very important.
You cannot divorce one from the other and say, no, by this point I'm an action only and not feeling and...
Again, I would suggest that when you are in execution stage, it's not a time for feelings and emotions. That's not executions. You have to do it properly. You're focused on getting the job done correctly. And your mind is thinking, am I putting on the tefillin correctly? You're counting the times of the straps around. You're being very much engaged. You can't. It's not the time to feel. It's the time to get the job done totally.